Hello, everyone. Welcome to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings, where we peel back the layers of big company strategies and see what's really cooking. I'm Jackie, your guide through the maze of corporate jargon.
And I'm Kira, here to ensure we don't miss any details or facts along the way. Today, we're diving into Netflix's latest earnings call. And let me tell you, it's not just about the numbers this time.
That's right, Kira. Netflix is changing how they report their earnings, and it's quite the plot twist. They're planning to stop reporting their quarterly membership and ARM data starting in 2025. Instead, they'll focus on revenue, operating income, net income, EPS, and free cash flow.
Exactly, Jackie. Greg Peters, one of the co-CEOs, mentioned that this change is motivated by the evolving nature of their business model. With new features like advertising and extra member options, the simple math of multiplying members by monthly price doesn't quite cut it anymore.
And speaking of advertising, it seems like Netflix is really banking on this to boost their engagement and revenue. They've been leading the industry in viewing transparency and are looking to enhance how they track and report viewer engagement.
That's a crucial point, Jackie. Engagement is a key indicator of customer satisfaction and a predictor of retention and acquisition. Happy members who watch more tend to stick around longer and even spread the word.
Now let's talk content, because who doesn't love a good Netflix binge? Ted Sarandos, the other co-CEO, highlighted how original series and films like Avatar, The Last Airbender, and Griselda have been major hits, keeping viewers glued to their screens.
Indeed, and it's not just about producing content in the U.S. Netflix has been focusing on local unscripted content from around the world, which has been resonating well with global audiences. Shows like Physical 100 from Korea and Love is Blind Sweden are part of this successful strategy.
Switching gears a bit, let's talk money. CFO Spence Neumann discussed the financial outlook, noting a slight deceleration in revenue growth, which he attributes to tougher comparisons in the latter half of the year and some currency headwinds.
And while we're on the topic of money, Netflix's approach to capital allocation has evolved too. They've achieved an investment grade status, which means they can be a bit more flexible with their cash, focusing on profitable growth and returning excess cash to shareholders.
To wrap up, Netflix's strategy seems to be all about adapting to change, whether it's how they report their earnings, engage with viewers, or manage their finances. It's a dynamic approach that keeps them at the forefront of the streaming wars.
Absolutely, Jackie. For our listeners, this means keeping an eye on how these changes might affect your viewing habits and subscription choices. As Netflix continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how other streaming platforms respond.
Thanks for tuning in to Exposed Earnings. We hope you found this deep dive into Netflix's strategies as fascinating as we did. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights on your favorite companies.
Until next time, keep your investments smart and your subscriptions smarter. Bye for now.
This earnings call podcast is generated completely using artificial intelligence and does not constitute financial advice. You should always do your own research before making an investment decision. And as with all investing, your capital will be at risk. The analysis and commentary related to company's financial performance does not represent official views or guidance from Zeed, the producer of this podcast, nor the companies covered. For more information, visit zeed.ai.